Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Today, not only just me, this is the segment of the show where we welcome in a guest, and joining me today, as she does just about every other Wednesday, is Terry Page, the branch manager with the local Better Business Bureau, which has been really busy. A busy Better Business Bureau. Say that three times fast.
That's right. Better busy, busy Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, there you go. That's probably the way I would say it. So things have been hopping. I know that we've got a lot of really cool things coming up. One of those, just around the corner with MTSU playing Georgia Tech, and that day there'll be a big tailgate event.
It will be. We're having a tailgate party for our accredited businesses, and we'll have some barbecue and smoked chicken sandwiches and odds and end goodies, and it'll be from 4 till 6. We're in Lot 2, right next to the tennis court. So I'd love to have everyone come by. And I'd really like to thank our sponsors that made our spot and our tent and our food made it happen. And those would be AC Plus, Advantage Home Improvements, Affordable Driveways and Patios by Glenn, All-Star Remodeling, a new Cannonburg Moving, Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep, Consumers Insurance, Custom Care Kennels, Fair Construction, Hiller Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, Mattress Gallery Direct, Simplicity Gourmet, and Skill Construction.
A lot of great folks there. Know some of those, actually. And hopefully we'll get to meet all of them if we come out.
Absolutely. Please do.
And there's something about tickets, too, in there somewhere, right?
If you call, I do have a limited number of tickets. And if you call the branch office at 867-0032, I do have tickets available right now. So the sooner the call, the better.
And even if you don't get in on that, if you're an accredited business, you can come on by and have a little meal, I guess.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
That would be great.
Well, I know that's one great event that's coming up, and that we'll have to mark our calendars for that.
Right. And then we're right after that, October the 22nd, we'll be having our Shred event. Everyone needs to be getting ready for that. All of your old bank statements, anything with your name, address, social security number, bring it out. We'll shred it. That's going to be from 9 until 12. It's on a Saturday in the Lowe's parking lot on Old Fort Parkway.
And what is the date for that again?
The 22nd.
22nd. It's October 22nd, so we need to be wary of that, or not wary, I guess be aware is what I want to say here, and start getting those boxes together. I think I'll have a box this time around because it's, I'm pretty sure it's getting kind of full. What I've been doing is keeping a box open and using it. It got recyclables and then things that you really want shredded and taken care of, so we just added another box to that.
Absolutely, and you know, getting rid of that really cuts down on identity theft, and that happens to 10 million people yearly. And it can take months and years to clean up. So it's a quick, easy way. It's free. All you have to do is spend your time, bring it up. We unload the truck or vehicle for you. We take care of it. You can stand there and watch it being shred on a camera on the truck. Max Shred will be doing that for us, and it'll be an excellent event. It'll be cooler, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, October. It's usually pretty good weather.
It is pretty good weather, and it'll be just a really good way to get rid of that, clear out the clutter.
Terry Page joining us, the branch manager for the Central Tennessee Better Business Bureau. And Terry, we've got several things here to talk about, and a lot of those deal with scams. And here's one that I thought I would bring up so we could at least just touch on it. We had a news story on the first of this month, about 24 days ago, about a 20-year-old woman here in Murfreesboro who filed a police report with Murfreesboro Police because she was the victim of a scam. She bought an SUV on eBay, never got the vehicle, and she thought she was buying a Ford Explorer for $2,820. She quickly found out it was a scam, but lost her money. And since everything is online, you can't really trace it. So I mention that just because we talk about scams and being in other parts of the country and all, but that's one right here, and I'm sure you hear about those scams that take place here in our own backyard all the time.
I do, and that is one thing you really have to be careful with. She should, of course, she did the right thing, making a police report on it, and also, if she's listening, I would probably make a report with the Federal Trade Commission. That would be a wise idea. But yeah, you know, I know people all the time that are on eBay, various sites, and buying vehicles. Mm-hmm. So that is a shame.
Got to be very careful and really know who you're dealing with as best you can if you want
to deal
in that way. This is a pretty interesting scam that you brought to my attention today about it's a gift card scam, and people actually, when they leave the home, then thieves come in. So they've taken it to a whole new level.
A whole new level. This happened to a senior citizen, and they call the police to report a residential burglary. A female had called the senior citizen and claimed to be from Safeway, which that could be Costco, any store in our area, mm-hmm. And told them that they had won a $100 gift card as a result of a current promotion. And she asked the senior citizen to come to the store and claim her card. So when the victim did go and contacted the store's customer service desk, as she was prompted to do, she was advised that there was no such promotion going on. So the woman went back home to find, in the short time that she had gone to pick that $100 gift card up, her home had been broken into. Currently, the police do not have any suspects or witnesses. So it is a case of burglary, but that is an element of fraud in calling her. You know, they lured her from her home.
Yeah.
So that is something to think about. And if you get that kind of call, you should probably call the store before you ever leave. And
if they were
sure
there that quickly, they were likely outside or very close by, calling from a cell phone or something like that.
That is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'd be terrible if she got back all too soon and caught them in the act. So you have to be very careful. When someone calls and says you've won or you've been gifted or here's a prize card, make sure, think twice, call the store, see if there's a promotion running that quite possibly you've won something.
Yeah, boy, that's you really think you're kind of on cloud nine, and then you come home and have things taken from your house. Wow.
Exactly.
Interesting one there. Terry, talk to us a little bit about some foreign currency and what kind of risks there are in that.
Well, there's been a lot of investing in the dinar. In our area, in Middle Tennessee, I've heard about it. I'd spoken with the FBI in Cookeville. They were aware of it. They contacted me to see if we had possibly had cases of it. And they actually were doing it at a church in Cookeville and having the parishioners invest as a group in dinar currency, foreign currency. Mm-hmm. And they said that it's been, you know, investing in it, it's been around for a long time. It is not a scam, but it's trying to get rid of that currency once you purchase it. It's not like gold, not like silver or your precious metals. It's not like other currencies that are gold. This is a paper currency.
It's the Iraqi money,
exactly,
I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I believe that at present, there are no banks that will buy these or trade these for U.S. or any currency. You can find dealers that will sell it to you, but they won't buy it back from you. So you are stuck with that currency. It's basically useless. So other than lighting a fire with it, I don't know what you could do with it.
Well, just for instance, to back in January, according to this information here, it says that it would take 1,313 dinars to equal a dollar U.S.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So, and it says it isn't currently, the currency isn't freely traded. And about the only way that you can sell it is on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 500 auctions for that. And this is for a new Iraqi dinar. So be careful with that. Be careful what you invest in. It's just like we've talked, when you decide you want to get rid of sterling flatware or gold jewelry, that type of thing, you know, get an estimate on that. See more than one person, because it fluctuates so very much. I've had lots of calls about it. And, you know, there's always regret afterwards.
Sure.
And, you know, if you feel you haven't, you know, gold is at $1,900 an ounce and you get six, yeah, you're going to feel a little light there. Know what you're getting before you allow someone to take your jewelry and melt it down. Because when it's gone, it's gone. Take your stones out. Check out who you're doing business with. You can go to our website. There's all kinds of information up there at www.gobbb.org. There's information, an abundance of it online. Check out the business you're doing with. Very easy to do. And just beware.
Beware. So this apparently, this dinar currency and consumers investing in that is pretty widespread, apparently, going on
it
here.
It is very widespread.
Wow.
They think that, you know, it is going to be, after Kuwait is all taken care of and everything's on the up and up, that the value is going to go up and they're just going to make money hand over fist. It's going to double in value or something. But just like you said, at 1,313 to one U.S. dollar, that could take a while.
Wow. Terry Page, branch manager, Central Tennessee Better Business Bureau, joining us here today. And one more thing we can get to here, I think, Terry, before our time is up. You kind of brought some interesting material. Well, we know scammers are always looking for a quick buck, but consumers that are concerned about exposure to cell phones and radiation from cell phones, scammers are kind of promoting these shields that help protect you from cancer, supposedly from these cell phones, that there's still some discrepancy on whether it causes cancer or not or whatnot. But these shields, which I would assume are very much fake.
They are very much fake. But, you know, it is. Everybody's looking for that quick buck.
Yeah.
So you hear a couple of news releases or news shows on radiation from a cell phone, and that they can cause brain cancer. So, yes, I've actually gotten an email on this. It's a little shield that fits over the face of your cell phone. So when you put it up to your ear, it stops the cancer-causing waves from emitting into the brain.
Mm.
What a concept. So they are doing that, and from everything that I've read and the information that I've got, it is a scam. You would be much better off to go hands-free, use an earpiece, your speakerphone feature, wait for a good signal, because if you have a weak signal, it does transmit more, gives off more radiation when transmitting than when receiving. And shop around. There are new cell phones that have a low specific absorption rate, which is SAR, before you buy, and that's measured in watts per kilogram of tissue. So the SAR reveals how much radiation the body absorbs while using a mobile device. And the FCC has all of that information on their website.
All right. So is it, I guess you just, FCC. There, I thought you said it was talking about FTC. That's Federal Trade Commission, but they, I guess, along with the Better Business Bureau, are kind of coming together with this information. FCC has the information about the phones.
Right.
And then there's SAR ratings and things. So these things obviously don't work.
No, they don't.
Probably a nice plastic shield that costs 10 cents to make and you pay lots of money for them.
$19.95.
Really?
Yes. So.
So you've seen the ads for these things.
I have. I got an email about it.
Asking you to buy one, huh?
Absolutely.
Save yourself $19.95. Terry, with anything that's here, and like this woman that we mentioned earlier with the eBay scam and things of that nature, if it sounds too good to be true, I know we say this a lot, or if you just have questions or think, well, this person, I don't know if they're maybe a little shady or I want to find out more information. Number one, it's okay to say that, and if they try to pressure you into it, you don't need it. Go somewhere else. Otherwise, you can call or go online to find out about that business.
Exactly.
Tell us how to do that.
You can call me at the office, 867-0032, or go on the website at gobbb.org. And just think about it, Brian. There is a reason that the Better Business Bureau of Middle Tennessee is celebrating their 50th anniversary.
50 years.
Yes.
Now, is there a specific date? I know there's some big
celebrations.
In October,
actually.
Okay.
And we are having a celebration November 1st.
November 1st, big fit. I'm sure there'll be big announcements.
Yes.
I know Kathleen likes to do things big.
Yes.
Kathleen Callaghan, so. That sounds like fun. Well, we'll talk to you a little later about that, and maybe sometime during that time. I know she's in Nashville, but maybe we can grab her by phone and have you here and just spend some time talking BBB.
She would love it.
All right, Terry, thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming in every other week and updating us on the latest information. We certainly appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me, Brian.
All
thank
right.
you.
Terry Page from the BBB joining us here on WGNS AM/FM, online at WGNSradio.com. Back in a moment.